The speaker says the answer to all of these issues lies in moderation. After 5 months of session, though, they weren't able to reach a deal. And on May 31st, when it was all supposed to be over, it sounds like instead both sides are prepared to escalate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And this is Morning Edition on WYLL. The time is 8:49. I'm Jim Meadows.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that consumer spending was flat in April after a revised 0.5% increase in March. Personal income rose 0.4%. Consumer spending accounts for 70% of U.S. economic activity. Congress is back in Washington today with Republican leaders saying that trade promotion authority is high on the agenda. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent a memo to House Republicans outlining that in addition to TPA, the agenda in June also would focus on agricultural legislation. McCarthy says that beginning next week, he plans to bring up bills that previously were approved by the Agriculture Committee. On the schedule, the week of June the 9th, would be legislation to reauthorize the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and a bill that would repeal country of origin labeling laws. Farmers have till the end of today to get a Farm Service Agency office fill out their AD 1026 form or risk losing their federal premium support for crop insurance. The form is a self-evaluation that declares farmers are compliant with USDA conservation standards. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 18,051. It's up 42 points. The NASDAQ at 4514, up 3.5. And the S&P 500 is 2109, and it is up 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be favorably mixed as we move forward through this next two-week period. There will be brief moments of rainfall. There will be some seasonable temperatures and abundant sunshine as well. Not everybody will fully benefit from the pattern, however. Some of the central crop areas will probably not see enough precipitation to counter evaporation. That may sound like a problem, but with the rain and thunderstorm activity that occurred over the weekend, that's probably not much of an issue. Many areas in Indiana and Illinois had been drying out already, with the precipitation bias last week being below average. The same was true for portions of Ohio and Michigan, as well as Kentucky. In fact, out of those areas, Illinois was probably a lot wetter than the rest of the region to the east. As we go through this week, we'll likely see the heart of the Midwest with the driest bias. Well, that does include areas from southeastern Iowa and eastern Missouri through Illinois into parts of Indiana. These areas will probably see a firming of the soil as time moves on. But as I mentioned before, there was significant rainfall across some of these areas during the course of the weekend, and that will carry them very easily through this next several day period without any serious crop stress. Now, some of the long-term trend model data suggests that perhaps some of these areas will see some additional drying further down the road, but I don't think this is the time to be very concerned about it. It looks to me like there will be new new rounds of rainfall showing up in the June 8th through the 15th period, and that should help to assure us that we still have good environment for crop development. Over the course of the weekend, some of those rain totals across the Midwest range from 1 to 2 1/4 inches. There were a few areas that got even more than that. The greatest rains occurred from southeastern Missouri through the central and eastern parts of Illinois into Michigan and northern Ohio. There were a number of areas further to the south that didn't do quite so well with rainfall, but they still received a little bit of moisture. Also, the western Corn Belt saw some erratic rainfall and some net drying conditions. The temperatures this week are expected to be favorably warm in most of the Midwest. We will get back into 70 and 80 degree readings in many areas as we move forward through the week. The exception will probably be today and tomorrow, when temperatures may not be quite so warm yet, and we'll likely see the highs run mostly in the 70s both days, with a few 60s perhaps this afternoon in the northern parts of the region. Over the weekend, we saw some frost and some freezes occur across parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. We don't believe that the damage occurred in those areas significantly enough to cause replanting, but we'll hear more about that as we go forward through this week. A much more serious bout of freezing temperatures occurred in Manitoba, Canada, as well as eastern Saskatchewan, and there's already talk about replanting canola and other crops, and I'm sure that would include some of the soybeans and corn across parts of the region. Temperatures in some areas dropped down into the upper teens and lower 20s, far too cold for some of these crops to deal with. And in addition to all of that, we do still have dryness going on in Canada, mostly the western prairies, but it looks like the eastern areas will pick up on some rain during the coming week. The only dryness problem in the U.S., if you want to call that, is still out in the far western states. It's still extremely wet and hard red winter wheat country, and it looks like those areas will have a temporary period of drying this week, but more rain is coming up. In fact, next week looks to be wetter biased again across most of the central and southern plains and also the Delta. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 501 and 3 quarters up 3. Soft July wheat is 481 up 4. July corn 350 and a half down 1. September 356 and a quarter down 1. December 367 down 1. July soybeans 924 and 3 quarters down 9 and a quarter. September 901 and a half down 6 and a quarter. November $9, now $9 even, down 5 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal 298.20 down 770. July soybean oil 33.92 up 59 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He's in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks much. I'm doing much better than the soybean market, especially November, which has now made new contract lows once again this morning.
Yeah, new contract lows. Trying to see if this $9 level will hold us here this morning. You know, it does look like we'll see some improved planting conditions here. Expected bean planting to be north of that 70% mark, 61% last week. Not much progress, of course, with some of the weather we saw last week. Of course, heavy rains in some parts of Illinois over the weekend, so those areas are going to be slow. But there will be some areas that return to the field in some parts of the Corn Belt here as the week goes on. It does look like we're going to finally warm up and get some sunshine here. Sounds like the Argentina wage strike situation is close to remedying itself. That's keeping the front month of beans on the defensive here, trying to hold last week's lows around that 920 mark in the July contract. Been low at 21.5 here this morning. Not much new on corn here this morning, Dave. Once again, trying to hold the lows of last week. We tied them here this morning at 348.25. Of course, contract low is not too far below that, a penny and a half or so below that. So just kind of gravitating towards this 350 mark. We'll have crop progress out this afternoon. Of course, a very good number last week at 74% good to excellent on corn. Expecting that to hang in here again this week. And really, you look at the two-week forecast and just not a lot of cause for concern, and that's going to continue to kind of keep a lid on prices here, Dave.
Question I would have would be last week's progress, 92% planted. That pens out to be about 6 or 7 million acres yet to be planted. Are we going to see USDA's number?
Well, that's a good question. What we do here after, once we get into the month of June here, those areas that you know, have had some rain and had some cooler temperatures are probably going to have some decision-making to do here. That's probably also kind of keeping new crop beans on the defensive a little bit with some of that thought process that we are going to see a few more of those acres maybe move back into beans here as we turn the calendar now to the new month. So that's one thing we're going to have to continue to decipher. Of course, we'll see a number here. At the end of the month, we'll see how close that is to what we end up, but I would think still a portion of that corn still gets planted at this point, Dave.
Would it be reasonable to suggest that maybe a million acres don't get planted?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in that million, million and a half area here at this point, being June 1st. Depends on what the weather does here the next few days, but that's probably not out of the ballpark, but we'll see. You know, we've had some surprises in those acres numbers before. We'll probably see a few more, I suppose.
And very quickly, does the market feel as though it's just looking for a reason to shove it lower?
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of bad news after another here. Just can't get the outside fund interest to really get this market very excited. We're kind of decaying the weather premium as time goes on here. The dollar, of course, not helping. It's a little higher here this morning. I need a break in that market to get a little more excitement, too. But just the lack of interest more than anything, and that typically means the path of least resistance, Dave, is lower, and that's what we've seen.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
Aaron Curtis of Midco. He's in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. July corn, 350, down 1.5. December, 366 and 3/4, down 1.25. July beans, 924 and 3/4, down 9.25. November, $9.25, down 5.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.